keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Sue Jewett from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 7:09, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're in the middle of some pretty severe thunderstorms right now all over our two-county area, and even farther than that, it goes all the way west to, like, Hattiesburg and Gulfport, and then all the way east to Panama City, out into the Gulf, and north to, like, Monroeville, but at least to the border anyway. Do expect a little bit of rain for a little while, and as PJ had mentioned, we're seeing traffic lights out around the area, so be smart. You know, lights on, make sure people can see you, especially in your gray cars. We were talking about this yesterday with Mike Wood that, you know, gray cars are hard to see. Be sure people can see you. And if the rain gets really bad, it's okay to drive with your hazards on. That's legal in the state of Florida. It has not been legal for a long time, and then suddenly it was legal. Or it is legal now, so just be aware. It's 9/11. 25 years later. Man, we are old. I was thinking about this just this morning on my way to work that, you know, we always say never forget, and we always talk about the importance of remembering and the importance of being vigilant and the importance of paying attention. And it's all true. Okay. I mean, it is, it's all true. At the same time, I think there is a tendency for those of us of a certain age, say, you know, Gen X vintage, to look down on younger people for not having the same sort of visceral knowledge feeling about the significance of something like 9/11. It's very understandable, you know, to have that reaction because it's something that meant everything to us and it might mean almost nothing to them. You say, well, that's because they weren't raised right there. That's because they weren't educated right. Okay. I mean, I hear you. But just for perspective, okay, not to mess with you, but just, you know, to maybe just a little bit of grace if you think about it this way. I was born in 1971, all right? So I'm 55. Pearl Harbor was 1941, 30 years before I was born. Not exactly the same as the distance in time that we are from 9/11, but very similar, you know, 30 years versus 25 years. And for me, Pearl Harbor was always a very significant event, you know, because I was educated that way and my family and, you know, I was always the one who, I know it's December 7th, here we go. Like every year I know Pearl Harbor Day. But there are a lot of people from my generation that don't even know Pearl Harbor was on September, or I got the two dates, but on December 7th. I mean, most of them know that the Japanese attacked us, you know, and started World War II. Okay. But it, you know, it's not visceral for a lot of people that are my age, the way it was for people who were alive and aware in 1941. And it's not realistic to think that it would be or should be. Because if you don't live through it, well, you don't live through it. And so when it comes to 9/11 and young people, let's say under the age of 30, you know, just keep in mind that for them, it's just something in their history books. And a lot of history has taken place since then. You know, for people who were alive when Kennedy was shot, massive defining moment in their lives, right? For people who were alive during the fall of the Berlin Wall, massive defining moment in our lives. People who were, you know, paying attention when Obama came on TV and announced that, you know, Osama bin Laden was dead. Major event. But even that one, was mostly significant for those of us who 9/11 was so significant for, because we all remember where we were, who were alive at the time. So this is, I guess, my way of just saying, you know, have a little bit more grace for the people who don't know, because it's not maybe realistic to expect them to know or to care as much as we care. You can want them to, you can wish they could, but they're going to have their own concerns because they grow up in a different time and they grow up with different events and different influences. And I'm absolutely for educating, but, you know, I remember one of the Fox reports at the 5 o'clock hour mentioned that, what was the number? It was either 15 or 19 states have requirements to teach 9/11. Good Lord, why not all? Well, there's a lot of things you got to teach kids, I guess. But that sense of, I don't know, frustration, irritation, contempt, outrage, shock, that they don't care about it the way we care. Well, they're never gonna, because they didn't live through it. And you know what? I know I'm gonna get, you know, somebody's gonna criticize me for saying it this way. That's okay. That's human nature. It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We've been talking this morning a little bit about AI and some of the threats that AI presents to humanity. And, you know, for a whole generation of kids who've, you know, they haven't watched all the movies that we've watched. They haven't seen all the apocalyptic science fiction that we've seen. You know, they weren't raised on HAL and the Whopper and even the Terminator, maybe. You know, like, it's just, it's always helpful to remember how much other people may not know. And not necessarily because there's some moral or educational failure by them or towards them, but just because people grew up in different experiences. That being said, this is one of those like major days every year. We think about it and we think about where we were and what we saw and how we felt and what's happened since then. You know, a lot has happened since then. And, you know, even what we endure as a result of this, as we now, I saw a news report, was yesterday, I think, that, you know, the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, is going to start allowing some people to go back to the gate, you know, to accompany travelers back to the gate, which, by the way, I actually favor. You know, I think that some of the stuff that we have been living with for 25 years is probably not necessary. And I remember a time when, you know, you could walk to the gate with people and talk to them until they left and give them a hug before they get on the plane, as opposed to giving them a hug on this side of the metal detectors, you know, like it is these days. Anyway, feel free to share your memories. We have a lot of people in the military in this area, a lot of retired military in this area, people who, I know people that are at presentations this morning and giving presentations this morning. And, you know, even I got, you know, Mongo Scott Janik is going to be on the show with me for the wrap. And, you know, he was basically leaving the area as a lieutenant instructor, as a pilot, you know. Not everybody, you know, a lot of people who signed up for the military because of 9/11, a lot of people who are already in and were fairly young and, you know, they've been their whole lives in the war on terror, right? 717 here on News Radio 92.3, PJ has traffic for us. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, Blue Angel Parkway, US 98 in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. Have a vehicle crash, I-10 westbound in Milton right near Avalon Boulevard. And have a vehicle crash with injuries, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. Also have various reports of traffic lights flashing around Escambia and Santa Rosa counties due to the rain. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Somebody texted in at 437-1620. People who don't live through major happenings like the Depression in the 20s, World War II, 9/11, can't really understand what people who did go through experience. And it's human. It's normal. You know, you may not prefer it like it. You want to fix it, but it is very, very normal. And, you know, healthy, weirdly. You know, humans recover from trauma. Human society recovers from trauma. I know you do not learn, you know, you do not remember history and you wind up being doomed to repeat it. There's a truth in that. There's also a truth in the idea that if all you ever do is think about the horrible traumas of history, then, you know, not a particularly pleasant society you wind up living in. You know, we need to remember, you know, how did Germany become Germany? You know, how did all that happen? But at the same time, like every moment of every day can't be worried about, you know, the next Hitler or the next Holocaust. Humans don't work that way. And it's kind of okay that we don't work that way. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. They have about 300 or so on the lot. They sell about half every month, so about 150 go out the door, and that means 150 come in. They're always buying new used cars, and you know, new to them. I know, cars that are nearly new, you know, 1, 2, 3 years young, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They warranty all their late model cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years. But they're a place you can start looking because they have so many in one place that you can side-by-side comparison, you know, compare them. Sorry. My grammar teacher would be so pleased that I corrected that. all the grammar teachers over all my life. But, you know, you can go and you can sit in a bunch of different cars. You can test the knobs, test the seat, test the radio. And by the way, remember, most of the reason that we tend to buy cars is largely how it looks on the outside. But you don't really see the outside that much. You see the inside a lot. So your comfort level sitting in the car and or driving it is much more important than how you think it looks on the outside. But, you know, don't ignore the outside. If they have what you want, buy it. It'll be a good price for a good car. If they have close but not quite, send them looking. I want it in green. I want it with 10,000 fewer miles. I want it 3 years older. Whatever. They can take care of you. They're shopping for people for cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Proclaimed Patriot Day by President George W. Bush, September 11th is a day to remember those who lost their lives in those devastating attacks, but it's also a day to remember the first responders, the patriots, who rushed to the aid of their fellow Americans. September 11th reminds us that evil exists, but it also teaches us that goodness can prevail. Those first responders in New York City reacted selflessly, and many of them gave their lives for the sake of others. Their actions remind me of the greatest sacrifice in human history, which was when Jesus of Nazareth willingly laid down his life to offer a remedy for a sin-sick world. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I urge you to confess your sin and trust Jesus today. And if you'll do that, the goodness of Christ will triumph over the wickedness of your sinful soul. So trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Who are you?
We are the Knights Who Say Ni.
No, not the Knights Who Say Ni.
The same.
I thought I had some.
Good morning, 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're just talking a little bit about 9/11 and the significance of remembering it and, of course, never forgetting. And yet, at the same time, those of us who have gone through a trauma, sometimes it's almost like we're upset that not everybody had that same trauma and experienced it and remembered it the way we do. Like, we want everybody else to share our trauma, share our triggers, and see the world the same way we did. And, you know, maybe isn't a good goal, isn't healthy, and it's kind of a wrong expectation to put on other people as well. You know, it's very easy. There are 1,000 reasons that you might, you know, look down on young people. I mean, there just are when you think about it. Just remember that your parents and grandparents look down on you too. It's okay. Maybe, hopefully, theoretically. The AI keeps telling me it is, so it must be. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's new study that finds sleeping with even a dim light on could be linked to changes in the heart's structure and function. Researchers say they've found that people exposed to more light at nighttime have had higher rates of heart failure, heart attack, and stroke over a period as long as 10 years. The study, they say, was observational, so they can't prove that the light caused the heart problems.
I'm just press X to doubt. I just have a hard time believing that having the night light on or, you know, a little bit of dim lighting or that people who day sleep, that somehow that's going to be a major health consequence. There's a lot of things I can believe in the plausibility of it. That one, I'm just not really ready to buy it yet.
South Korea's intelligence agency says it is still trying to determine whether North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has an older son, but they continue to say that his daughter is the likely successor there. They say that Kim Joo-ae, I believe is maybe the way you say that, has taken a growing public role alongside her father. It also says Kim has a younger child whose gender has not been confirmed.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the update. I don't know how to pronounce your name either, so, you know, we'll go with what you got. It's fine by me. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Blue Angel Parkway, US 98 in Pensacola. Also have a vehicle crash I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. Another vehicle crash I-10 westbound near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. And then finally have a vehicle crash with injuries. US 98 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, I don't know what you went with ultimately is your pronunciation, David, but it's Kim and then J-U, and then A-E, which to me just look like, you know, abbreviations for elements. That's what it looks like. But I think...
Expect to see it on the intro to Breaking Bad and the little box.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, Kim U-A, I don't know. I'm just taking a guess. I have no idea either. 725 News Radio 92.3. Oh, yesterday I was out and about doing a thing and getting my oil changed at the Honda dealership, as I do. And when I got in my car, I went back home and I deliberately went by the Sam's Fun City location, which is right there on 29, a little bit to the north, and drove by and actually took a video of it. So you can see this for yourself on our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page if you want. But man, it made me so sad. It really, I didn't expect it to have the kind of impact on me that it did. I mean, we've gone to Sam's and Splash City Adventures, whatever they were rebranded as, it, you know, you can call it that, but nobody knows it as that. Anyway, and now, of course, it's, you know, halfway demolished. And we'd gone there, God, I don't know, dozens of times, I would say at least. I wouldn't necessarily say hundreds, but, you know, dozens of times with the boys. It was a great site that we went to all the time and, you know, did the mini golf and did the video games and, you know, did the, you know, obviously the water side, not as many times, but we do go-karts and laser tag, lots and lots of go-karts, okay? And weirdly, right now, it's in a state where it's half demolished. And so, you know, when it ever gets to be fully demolished and it's all the stuff's been taken away, it's just going to be a big field until they do whatever they're going to do with it. A big field isn't all that sad. But when you see it halfway, it's very reminiscent of what was there before. Like, the main building is gone. So the building where there's a laser tag and the, you know, the pizza area and the video games, that's all gone. But the next door building, the kind of the prefab big structure that was sort of for large group events, that's still there. And so the one being there reminds you of the other one that's missing. And then in the back, you know, the water slides are all there, but a lot of those other fixtures are gone. I don't know what they've done with the golf, the mini golf. It's kind of hard to see from where I was able to get access to. I sure hope they're keeping the trees. There are some beautiful heritage oaks on the back lot there at Sam's Fun City. And even on the front lot, too, when you drive through, if you're going to the movie theater, there's some gorgeous, huge old heritage oaks right there. And I hope all of that is staying, but I don't know for a fact. The one that really caught me the most was when I went up towards the front, and it was the go-kart track. Because all that's left right now is, you know, the little pavilion or whatever that you, they would, the overhang where they would store the go-karts and you would get in line, the little ramp up. Like, just the concrete you walked on is all that's left of that. And then there's basically piles of rubble. The track is completely torn out and then turned into piles of concrete. There's a giant pile of tires, you know, because the tires were the barriers, a very normal thing for go-kart track. And then the overpass where you would drive over and then come around and go under, that is just gone except for the sides of it, like the sides of the canyon are kind of there. But the rest of it's all turned out. And it just, you know, made me sad because I was thinking about all the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of laps that I have turned on that with my kids and racing them and, you know, gaming out. Which go-kart do you get? Do you get the 7-team one? Do you get the Home Depot one? Which one's the fast one? Which one's faster that day? You know, and you're trying to watch other, just all the dumb little fun things and all the thrills that go into that and all the good times we had playing laser tag and me always losing to my kids because they're, that's what happens. But it's also a good news note, too, right? It's a, hey, this thing was a blessing in our lives, and this thing entertained us. And, you know, capitalism is horrible and terrible and wonderful all at the same time because you lose a thing you love, but you had the memories while it was there, and it's going to become something that people like more. That's how capitalism works. You know, old things that aren't making money go away, and new things that will make money that means they're making people happy. They come into existence. So, anyway, I just, you know, for me, it was a bit of a, oh. Had somebody text me in earlier and, you know, like their first date with their wife was playing on the mini golf there. And I totally get that. And, you know, somebody said, what about the Blade Runner idea, you know?
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
No, Roy, we're supposed to be happy to remember the good things that we had. So anyway, like I said, the video is up on Facebook. If you want to see it for yourself, News Radio 92.3, you can see it, like it, share it, whatever you want to do. And anyway, it was a you know, kind of a mournful moment for me as I experienced San Francisco. I'm sure for a lot of you, it's kind of that same way. But like I said, things come, things go, things change. And, you know, I was thinking, well, this is why the socialists want the government to run things, so that you make sure and keep the good thing. No, under socialism, we would have never had an amusement park in the first place. I'll take capitalism, even with its flaws.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. An emotional day across our nation, remembering the thousands murdered in the 9/11 terror attacks and those who have perished since.
This milestone of 25 years resonates especially because of the passage of time. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance will be here as long as with the four former living presidents and their wives, the officials and family members. Today, a new moment of silence has been added, a seventh, that to mark all those who have died from 9/11-related illnesses.
Fox's Eric Sean at Ground Zero, sunrise at the Pentagon. The unfurling of an American flag down the building's western side, honoring the 184 people killed there. President Trump will attend that ceremony that begins shortly. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees, seeing some rain across the area, and we'll be watching the weather here throughout the day. We've got our Channel 3 forecast. That'll be up in just a couple of minutes with Brooke Richardson. An Okaloosa County school employee has been charged with child abuse after allegedly hitting a 5-year-old autistic student in the face. Investigators say Heather Bildstein struck that child at Lewis School after the child had hit her first, although she claims she stopped before actually making contact. Witnesses said otherwise, describing a hard enough strike to turn the child's head. Superintendent Marcus Chambers said the school district has placed Bildstein on leave and is cooperating fully with that investigation. Now, speaking of investigations, the investigation into Sunday's drive-by shooting outside of a Pensacola smoothie shop is being called a case study in what's changed since local agencies pulled the plug on license plate reading cameras. PPD's Mike Wood tells News Radio that it's possible they would have identified the suspect vehicle already if those cameras were still active.
Well, it depends on the route, but I would have to guessing because of where this happened and where we know the vehicle made an exit, which was westbound on Bayou, we do believe that they would have been useful in the situation.
And Pensacola police, along with the Escambia and Santa Rosa sheriff's offices, suspended their camera networks on September 1st. One day after the state pulled permits for the devices on state roads, local departments say they are waiting for state guidance before deciding whether to bring the technology back. Escambia County commissioners discussed data centers, and they said on Thursday night that they remain banned countywide. They didn't have to take any further action on that issue. commissioners expressed a bit of frustration that the topic keeps coming back up. County Attorney Allison Rogers confirmed that the existing land development code already prohibits data centers in unincorporated Escambia County. An ordinance was passed in August and a resolution was approved in July. Florida executed 72-year-old Daniel Owen Conahan Jr. last night for the 1996 strangulation death of 21-year-old Richard Allen Montgomery. That happened in Charlotte County. Conahan was called the Hog Trail Killer. He reportedly lured Montgomery into the woods under the guise of paying him for nude photos before killing him. He was also suspected in several similar deaths in Southwest Florida, but never charged in those cases. He is the 15th inmate to be executed by the state of Florida this year. Both the Florida and U.S. Supreme Courts denied last-minute stay requests before the execution. And it is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at the big board, still dealing with that vehicle crash and injuries at Blue Angel Parkway, US 98 in Pensacola. No roadblock there. Also have that vehicle crash I-10 eastbound right at the Scenic Highway. Roadways open. Vehicle crash I-10 westbound at Milton right near Avalon Boulevard. Also have a vehicle crash with injuries, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. Use caution there. Have various reports around the Escambia and Santa Rosa counties of traffic lights that are flashing this morning due to the rain, so just use a little extra caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Here in Northern D.C., scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 80% chance of rain. High near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Saturday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms. High near 89. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into Sunday, a 50% chance of your showers and thunderstorms. High near 89 degrees. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 77 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 75 degrees, cloudy skies. We've had a little bit of rain here throughout the morning. Could see more. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Oracle shares moved 4% higher after the software vendor issued stronger than expected quarterly results. Oracle's revenue grew almost 30% year over year in the fiscal first quarter. Net income of nearly $4.7 billion was up from roughly $2.9 billion a year ago. The White House said it will send $500 to nearly 1 million Americans who are enrolled in Obamacare health insurance plans, payments it described as refunds for overcharges. President Trump.
Our administration has discovered that under Sleepy Joe Biden, American households buying health insurance through the Obamacare exchange, which is a disaster, and the healthcare.gov were massively overcharged.
The refunds will apply to residents across 30 states. Oil prices are down by more than 3%, with all eyes on the Middle East conflict. West Texas Intermediate up to $99 a barrel, Brent at 104. Futures are higher ahead of the Consumer Price Index. That's your money now.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Planning for retirement isn't easy. If you don't know where to start, join Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Saturday afternoon at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Andrew shares helpful tips and strategies that just might change the course of your retirement. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 1 to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital.
Swan Capital LLC is a registered investment advisor.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I can't believe I'm going to say this one out loud, but here goes. The socialists got it right? Again? Zoran Mamdani, America's most hated politician. Or beloved, depending on who you ask. The socialist mayor of New York has now banned the use of AI for students up until the 8th grade. If a socialist does a good thing, you still have to give him credit for it? Yeah, you know, you still do.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is kind of a cool note. I don't know if you saw this, but Emily Shelton, that's the pilot who landed the plane on I-10 and, you know, saved lives. Remember this? This is a huge, this is like a national story that she flew underneath the little gantry and got the plane safely down and, you know, saved the lives of her and her student pilot that was on board. She going to fly with the Blue Angels today? I mean, that's just, oh, what a cool announcement. They just put this out yesterday. U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, will host local Pensacola pilot Emily Shelton September 11th for a flight with the team following her recent emergency landing on Interstate 10. Shelton landed safely, her aircraft and I-10 after experiencing an in-flight emergency, drawing national and local attention for handling the situation well. As a Pensacola area pilot, Shelton will join Lieutenant Commander Ronnie Hafeza. Sorry, I would say his name wrong. That's Blue Angel number 7, the narrator slash... that's his title, narrator, for a flight and also influencer pilot, providing an opportunity to highlight her experience in aviation and a remarkable response during the emergency. So, that's cool. That's going to be going on today over at NAS Pensacola. There's also 9/11 events going on all over the area. One of those is going to involve John Fay, you know, former Blue Angels XO. He'll be speaking and candidate for District 2. For the State House. He's going to be speaking about his experience having been at NAS Pensacola. We're going to talk to Mongo, Scott Janik is going to be here in the studio with me for the wrap, along with Josh Newby. I don't think Josh Newby was even alive at 9. No, I'm just kidding. He was. But we'll talk about that coming up next hour. And Jonathan Arnault has a great story about this. Just all kinds of, you know, crazy things. People who weren't in the event, you know, but we're close to it or could have been, or, you know, I know, you know, John Pickens was supposed to be there, if I remember correctly. And, you know, he had like people that he knew that died because of it. You know, like it's a lot of people are very connected to this event, obviously. 7:42 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't want to talk about that. No. Oh, this is, you know, we've been talking about parking. I'm almost hesitant to do this story, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I think it's fascinating. You know, the big parking revisions coming to Pensacola, right? With, you know, they're not that big, but, you know, Sunday and Monday is going to be free. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday until 6 p.m. is going to be regular rate $1 an hour. Friday at 6 until midnight Saturday is going to be $1.75 an hour. Then Sunday and Monday are going to be free. It's not surge pricing exactly or demand pricing, but it's designed to incentivize turnover. Well, that's actually going to happen. Assuming that, you know, the city council passes the ordinance. I don't think they did that last night. I wasn't watching the meeting last night. I think that's coming up in 2 weeks. I could be wrong about that. Forgive me. I didn't watch last night's meeting. But in any case, here's one that I never thought would happen. But shopping malls, not here, okay, just to be clear, not here, but shopping malls are charging for prime parking. And apparently it is not going so well. So, you know, shopping malls, traditionally, it was free to park. I've seen some malls where they have, especially like a multi-layered structure and people go there. And I mean, those charge for parking. So I'm kind of surprised this is featured as a new thing. But Willowbrook Mall in Illinois, somebody says on TikTok, since when do you have to pay to park at the Willowbrook Mall? excuse me. This was Willowbrook, not where I think of it as. This is in New Jersey, but either way. The preferred section. So you get close in. You can pay for it. Signs instruct shoppers to scan a QR code or send a text message to a 5-digit number to shell out the $2.45 for the first hour, $2 for every hour after that. The cap is $10.45 a day. In my brain, I think all parking should be free, right? Just not realistic, but true. I would never pay to park at a mall. Of course, I'm not a big mall goer anyway. But isn't there something about that idea that seems so horrible and offensive? And yet, if a lot of people want a product or service, it's in high demand, and there's a scarce allocation of it, there's got to be some way to deal with that. You could give it to the first-come, first-served lottery system and nobody pays anything. Or you can give it to the people who are willing to pay, and then they get to be closer, and, you know, poor people can walk. That's, you know, kind of the idea. And basically, there are 7,700 spots at this mall that are free of charge. They donate 10% of the proceeds from Preferred Parking to a local charity. Well, that makes it all fine. It's like lottery money for education. But it's kind of one of these, like, you've always taken it for granted that free parking at the mall was always there. But, I mean, why does it have to be? What if, imagine, what if the mall charged you an admission price? It's different from parking, right? Weirdly, though, parking seems offensive. It almost seems like that would be okay, but a cover charge to get into the mall? Well, have you ever gone to the mall to just walk around and not bought anything? You know, shouldn't you have paid something? No. Well, I don't know. They provide you the service of having all these shops and all this entertainment, you know. Why wouldn't you want to pay a little bit? No, Andrew, no. I'm not advocating. I'm asking questions that, you know, poke a little bit about your expectations and what things we take for granted, what things we get sort of upset about. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash with injuries. Blue Angel Parkway, US 98 in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash with injuries. US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. That's been on the board for a while, so just use caution there. Have various reports of traffic lights flashing in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties this morning due to the rain. Just slow down and use a little extra caution. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Well, it is 7:46 right now, which at Central Time, that means Eastern Time, 8:46. This is exactly the moment 25 years ago where American Airlines Flight 11 traveling from Boston to L.A. hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. The next strike is at 8:03 our time, but this was the beginning of it. 20 years ago, right now. I'm Andrew McKay.
Billy Anderson here at Anderson Subaru in Pensacola, and we're excited to announce an incredible 75-month financing on four of our most popular models. Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback. Combined with low end-of-summer rates, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a new Subaru. Get 0.9% APR financing for 75 months on Ascent models, the family-sized SUV with flexible seating for up to 8, and 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the redesigned Outback. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Crosstrek models. And 2.9% APR financing for 75 months on Subaru Forester models. Flexible long-term financing, low rates, and legendary reliability and longevity. Even more reason to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. You are invited to bring a blanket and a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, check out Count the Years. They're a high-energy cover band that takes audiences on a musical journey through the decades, from synthesized 80s to today's chart toppers. It's all happening at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along all night. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
Look, water is leaking from her eyes.
Oh. It's what they call tears. It's a sign of their weakness.
Good morning, 7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Storms over the area this morning as we're all remembering 25 years ago, 9/11. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. We'll go back to the 80s anytime you like. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, a fire at two schools in the eastern Congo has killed at least 26 students and injured dozens of other people. The South Kivu provincial government says 19 girls and 7 boys died in the fire. The death toll could rise. It started at a house and spread to the adjoining schools. The parents of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez are suing singer David with a four. For wrongful death. The lawsuit also names his mother and his managers, alleging negligence. His real name is David with an A, Anthony Burke, and he's pleaded not guilty on murder charges.
I am Andrew with an A. You can refer to me that way from now on.
Absolutely, Andrew with an A.
Or that's Andrew with a not three.
With a not three. That's the best. Anthropic says it's blocked several users of its AI models that were conducting research that could have led to biological weapons. That's biological, not with a one. The company says some researchers have tried to hide the purpose of their work to get around AI safeguards. One case involved a grant application for research using live orthopox viruses.
I'm working on my rapper name, and you got me thinking about all kinds of possibilities. I can be 4NDR3W, like I'm, a droid.
Right.
A little bit. So
yeah,
that's as far as I've gotten. All right, David, thanks so much for the update.
And that's why you've got a Marconi.
Yeah. Aw, you're not supposed to say it to me. I mean, that's not right.
And you want a Marconi.
Oh. It's harder than it looks, man. It's harder than it looks.
Just did get educated on this Friday on Andrew McKay's show.
Yeah, see? Give me a little bit of credit where it's due. Oh, you know one that I haven't had a chance to use almost ever? I was going through some of my old clips and seeing some stuff that I had pulled out, but I just haven't really had a chance to use this one yet, but I'm waiting for my moment. You ready?
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Nice. Oh, if I ever say a kind thing about the president. All right, 7:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At least I'm not using an awful lot of Ray Eddington.
Hey, I'm talking, not you. You be quiet.
Oh, man, I haven't cut the clips yet. I had so many meetings yesterday. Good Lord. The Escambia County Commission, Santa Rosa County Commission, and the Pensacola City Council all had meetings. They were all multi-hour meetings. Ugh. I did listen to, but I haven't cut the audio. The people are not happy about what Ray Eddington said. There was a parade of people saying, you should apologize, you should resign, you shouldn't talk to us that way. If we talked to you that way, we'd be escorted out. Like, they were, and I don't think they're wrong. I mean, it was out of control, honestly. 753, if you need to have any kind of work done on the complicated systems of your home, the plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, Peden can take care of you for that anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Since 1969, they've been helping you do these things, you know, generator work, whatever the case may be. And, you know, one of the things I want you to think about is your plumbing is something you depend on, you count on, you expect to work right every time, 100% of the time. But, you know, plumbing problems do happen. Well, when they happen, they're usually big and expensive and they create problems and they get out of control pretty quickly. Well, if you could have your plumbing system inspected and make sure that something's not like on the verge of happening, that would save you a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of inconvenience. And that's why you do a Peden plumbing check for just $59. They can come and test out your system and just make sure everything is working fine, just like you do with everything else. You know, you go to a routine medical checkup, you have your car, you know, looked at periodically. Well, have your plumbing looked at periodically, because, you know, you don't, just like, you know, air conditioning, heating, you just don't want to be on the wrong side of that thing when it goes out of control unexpectedly. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. Oh man, speaking of AI, which it seems like we talk more and more about, and why not? The Miami Herald just cut about a third of its reporter staff. I mean, seriously, like they got rid of a ton, 30 different people. Cough. Sorry about that. Miami-Dade, the newspaper of record, Miami Herald, has got 30 positions. McClatchy is now pushing its newsrooms to embrace, what do you think? Artificial intelligence. Reporters' use of AI now factors into their performance reviews. I'm just not allowed to swear on the radio, so we'll just leave it at that. At a May staff town hall, CEO for McClatchy, Tony Hunter, said the company was working to agentify the entire enterprise. Other outlets that saw cuts this week, according to Louisville Public Media, included the Lexington Herald Leader, Kansas City Star, Charlotte Observer. 17 other journalists were let go at McClatchy-owned papers in Idaho and Washington, the Pacific Northwest Newspaper Guild announced. At the Miami Herald, it was the deputy sports editor, the sports writer, Miami City Hall reporter, a photographer, and every reporter of the city's Spanish outlet, sister's paper, El Nuevo Herald. They will not have dedicated beat reporters from Miami, Miami Beach, or a dedicated political reporter. It's a news desert. I mean, nobody's going to cover the city of Miami. I mean, the Miami Herald is a, you know, legendary, right? That is a massive newspaper, important newspaper. You know, I don't care if you say it leans left. Yeah, most newspapers do. Still a very important newspaper, and they're just letting people go. I mean, I don't know what the answer is to this problem, because, you know, we've seen it here. You've seen it all over the country. News staffs cut and limited. That's, by the way, one of the things our bosses are emphatic about is having a lot of people. You know, we have 3 live local news shows on news radio. That's unheard of for a market our size, and a full newsroom staff, absolutely unheard of, because they're committed to it, because our owner, Dave Hoxing, that's like his vision of real local journalism, right? Anyway, we'll talk about this more in just a second. PJ has traffic on the 5s.
There is a vehicle crash, Blue Angel Parkway at Dog Track Road. That's a brand new one. No roadblock there. Also still working that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. Use caution, and then also have a vehicle crash with injuries, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. The Herald broke the story about the Hope Florida Foundation story, and they don't work there anymore. Like, that's what you're missing. The replacement that does that job is no longer there. The job will likely be eliminated. You know, what's the significance of government in the sunshine when there's no watchdogs, you know, watching the government? I mean, you might, I don't know your view. You know, you might take it for granted that, you know, I'm here paying attention to our government and trying to do my best to watch, you know, everything that happens in both counties. But, you know, most places don't have a me, right? You count on the newspaper to do this. You know, what happens when the newspaper is not there anymore? Now, I know their business model is not the greatest. I know there's a reason for the loss, but, you know, what's the replacement? Well, I get my news from TikTok. Yeah, we're all doomed. I mean, like, that's just, you know, the end of civilization. And yet it's so true. People get their news from TikTok. I just can't believe it. It's hard to imagine. All right, 437-1620. Do I have something a little bit more uplifting that we can talk about? No, that's not good. That's not good. This is good of a sort. Do you see that FEMA employees that were connected to the not giving attention after the hurricanes to the homes that had Trump signs in their lawns, those people have all been fired? At least, you know, all the ones we could find. That's a little bit of a good news story. This is sort of a good news story. Oh, how about this one? Gen Z is getting back into drinking after we thought they had kind of given it up. No, I mean, Gen Z was not drinking, and it was one of these kind of concern notes. Like, they're not socializing. They're doing everything digital. You know, they're not dating. They're not having sex. They're not drinking alcohol. You know, we'll give them a few years before they have, you know, jobs and lives, and, you know, we'll see. But apparently all of that stuff, that not socializing, that not hanging out, that not getting into trouble, apparently now they're kind of, you know, making up for lost time. Because 74% of Gen Zers say they've had at least one drink over the past 6 months, a big leap from just 66% 3 years ago. Heaviest drinkers were, well, maybe that's because they turned 21. Anyway, heaviest drinkers were millennials at 81%. The lightest were baby boomers at 71%. Gen X, right in the middle, 77%. I'm trying to keep that average high. You know, weirdly, I hate to be the Christian who goes on the radio and talks about the benefits of alcohol. I'll just say this. It's normal. You know what I mean? It's kind of normal. And as long as they're doing it in a healthy way and not a problematic way, not a dangerous way, but they're sort of facilitating socialization or just enjoyment of life, then, you know, okay, good. And, you know, if they were teetotaling, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's not, it's kind of a weird thing for Americans, right? We'll be back in just a minute. Be careful driving around.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze.